And welcome to episode 674 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and Freak 5 is officially exiled. Oh, wait a minute. Is this the last week for you, or was I? It's kind of like...
There's one more week in February and January.
Oh, damn it. I can't fucking do it. Damn it, I take that exile back. But, gentlemen, how are you?
All right, I guess. I'm not burping.
Yeah, well,
that counts, right?
Yeah, that does count, man. I mean, seriously.
Better out than in.
So, gentlemen, how was your week? Start with you, Brinkman. Yeah.
It was a couple weeks, actually. It's been all right, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. You, Eric, ass?
Kind of crappy.
Yeah, I guess. That'll work, too. Crappy.
Yeah, shitty, crappy, unfortunate, what else? Bad.
Pig shit.
Pig shit. Dumb. Yeah. Stupid.
Yeah, that'll work too.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Why is chat not loading for me here? What the fuck, chat?
Because chat thinks you're stupid. That's why, Breakman. Just letting you know.
Well, I am, but that's beside the point.
Breakman, you have not really exiled anybody in all your exile powers. How?
Well, I know I can't get in the chat. If I could get in the chat, I could exile people, but I can't. Well, I can't exile them through hearsay.
I think you should. I think you should just go through the gamut, run through the gamut. Let me give you names to exile, just so you can. I mean, I think that would spice up the show quite a bit. Starting with,
let me guess, Freak.
Yep, Freak 5, first one.
Yeah, yeah. One, let me see here. Wyland, let me guess. Yeah.
No, Wyland is not in chat. Topher.
No, I'm just saying who you're going to exile.
Maybe Wyland. Sometimes Wyland gets a little saucy. Bernie's in there, so you could, you know, definitely do that. Yeah, I'm going to exile you. Well, Break is going to exile this. This is his last week, I think, of exile power, which is good.
Don't sit there, cat. That is not the good place to sit. Do not sit on my computer, damn it.
Yeah, let's not do that. All right, guys, let's get through this news as quick as we can here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, what do you got?
Okay, from RPG site, we've got Rise of the Third Power. It's got a release date of February 10th, and it's coming out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. And we talked about this before, but this is the date.
It looks really pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, let's see, that's pretty much it. I was wondering whether or not this is the game that has that Reworth XC nonsense that I heard somewhere.
I mean, I don't know is the answer for that question, Eric, but I'm going to tell you.
I heard that it was like a mechanic in this game or something, but I can't seem to find anything out in this article that mentions it.
I think it just looks like a straight up old school turn-based RPG 16-bit style. It looks fantastic. Yeah. And I'm excited because I like those type of games. So I mean, the only question is, do I get on the PS4 or the Switch? Probably the or PS5, I should say. But it looks good. So, looking forward to that, man, for sure. All right, Breakman, what do we got
next? Coming to us live from RPG site, Action JRPG Inspired Eternal Radiance is out now on PlayStation 4 and Switch. This was a game that was kickstarted, and it's out now, so there you go.
I should look into this.
I'm looking at the, there's no gameplay yet. Let me go into it a little bit here. I don't know.
I kind of forgot about this game for a while.
It looks kind of cool. It looks like an old school.
The name of the company is called Visual Noveler.
You know, it's unique. I'm going to tell you guys, visually, it's nothing to write home about, but the way that it kind of goes like on a 360 axis, like I can't explain it. It's striking. Not the visuals, but the kind of the way that you battle.
Cinematography?
Yeah,
That's a movie phrase, but it's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah. No, Breakman, this is kind of weird. You need to check out this trailer because I'm going to go back here so people in chat can see. But, like, you're battling, and it's sort of 2D but 3D. I can't explain it, man. It's, like, fucking cool. I mean, it's like, you know those stereoscopic, like, games, like, where you're, like, right. You know, you kind of go around in a 360 radius? That's what this reminds me of. It's looking really, I mean, like I said, the graphics aren't anything to write home about, but... the style is definitely really, really cool and different.
I could say at least this game's a step up from their last game, which was a vision novel, and the other game, which is also a vision novel, but it's called Anime Studio Simulator.
Anime Studio Simulator. That's what we all need in our lives. Anime Studio. That's funny.
Only in visual novel format, yeah. So you're reading how they're making a simulator game.
Right. Wow. All right. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like a lot of text.
Yeah, too much.
No, I think a game like this is actually probably pretty short.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to...
Indie visual novel companies tend to make shorter games, especially when they're visual novels.
Yeah. Let's move on to the next story, coming to us from RPGsite.net. Shattered, Tale of the Forgotten King, which I believe we've talked about briefly on the show before... Launches for the PS5, PS4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch in quarter one, 2022. So no set date, but it began as a Kickstarter campaign, and it's raised more than 100,000 euros, which I believe is almost equivalent to the dollars, maybe a little bit more. So that's kind of cool. They're ready to unearth it. No... video or anything yet. Eric, next story, please.
Okay. The next story is from RPG Site, and this is about a game called Infernax, which is a retro-styled side-scroller RPG. Think Dark Souls, only more cartoon and 2D axis. You play as a... It looks like you're playing as a crusader of some type.
Yeah, it sort of looks like...
And there's some story situations where you can choose to, like, banish wizards that did bad things or just kill them or whatever.
Yeah. It sort of looks like... it's going to sound weird. It sort of looks like Castlevania, the first Castlevania.
Yeah, that's basically what it is.
Yeah, yeah. But with a few RPG light elements in it, and some visual flair, like, you know, not really cutscenes, but it looks kind of cool. This is something that, Break might be all over, I think. You're a big fan of the Castlevania.
Oh, baby, I can't wait to... I mean, what were we talking about again?
I need to contact the Arcade Guru about this, but because they usually send me stuff without asking, but, like, I don't think this is one of those times.
Well, this is the time to ask, because this game looks amazing, Eric, so there you go. All right, anything else on that, Eric?
Not really.
All right, Breakman, next story.
Coming to us live from RPG Site. This new site is still loading. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Monster Raising RPG Coromon releases from Nintendo Switch and PC on March 31st. The game will be priced at $19.99. The Monster Raising RPG will include English, French, Italian, German, Spanish, Portuguese, Russian, Japanese, Korean, and simplified Chinese language support. Wow.
That's a lot, man. Here. They put a lot of work into this game.
For only a $20 game, too? Like, wow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. I mean, it's almost like an RPG Maker game in a way, but it looks good.
Oh, so you're saying it's overpriced at $20 then?
No, I don't think so, man. I mean, I know what you're saying, like a lot of those games, but this game actually looks like they put a lot of effort into it. It's got, at first it sort of looks like RPG Maker, and then it sort of looks like how Pokemon, like, you know, how you battle monsters and stuff, sort of looks like that. So it doesn't look too bad, man. This is looks kind of cool.
This is a monster taming RPG, so that's all I'm going to really say about it, because I don't want to get into like the story and all this other shit here.
Okay. Freak says, there was no show on Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, or last week. I think Breakman should get 3 more shows with Exile. How dare you, Freak 5? That's not how it works, son of a bitch.
Yeah, you're exiled, Frank.
Oh, how dare you, Breakman? How dare you? You're lucky,
trying to
man.
Take away my power?
Can't wait till next week, man. Can't wait. All right. Let's see. I am doing the next one.
This power. Comes... You can't take away my power.
Right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net, of course. Eglia Rebirth launches on February 10th on the Nintendo Switch eShop. Let's see. It's an enhanced version of the mobile game originally released in 2017 as a premium paid title for iOS and Android. It looks pretty. I mean, it really does. It changed to free to play. It resembles like the Mana series, sort of. I don't know where they really get that. I don't see that. Breakman, you're so lucky. I don't have XL.
Well, more like Legend of Mana's art.
Yeah.
Is,
maybe.
And a lot of the Brownie Brown people are a part of the studio that made this game. So
gotcha.
Gotcha.
I guess. I can see the resemblance. And yeah. But there you go. I mean, it's like, tactical. Looks like a hex-based tactical RPG that was released on mobile and now for the Switch. So there you go. All right. Let's see. Eric, what do we got next?
We've got Songs of Glimmerwick, story-driven Witch Academy RPG, announced for PC and consoles, set to release for PC and consoles in 2023. So not anytime soon.
Why are we talking about this right now, then? I mean...
they described the game as an RPG without combat, using some elements from adventure games and some from farming sims. Let's see. Here's some features. RPG-style quests, unfolding narrative quests focused on unique characters and story, tend the university garden, plant the mundane, grow the arcane, summon up clouds to bring forth the rain. Nice little rhyming going on. every song is a spell. A lively world, fully voiced character progression. As you gain experience in your adventures, choose from which skills to help you garden, trade, or acquire special abilities like speaking to frogs. Choose how you look and extracurricular activities. There's lots to do in Glimmerwick outside of classes, such as exploring the island, trying out for a moth racing team, dive for seashells, or join the green sprites on forest expeditions. These moths must be huge then if you're like using them like a horse.
I like the concept of this, Eric. I like, they call it a peaceful, story-driven RPG. There's not many like that, you know. God damn it, Breakman, you're pushing your luck, man. You are something else, sir. Are you trying to make up for last week's Breakman?
Yes, yeah. We're off last week. We've got to work harder this week.
Right, I guess. I guess so, man. Oh boy. I like that baby got back spell. What the fuck, man? Like you cast it and like all the chicks like instantly get bigger asses or something. and the dudes, like they're all in one, like it's a radius spell, so everybody within that radius gets like bigger asses. I guess. Oh boy. Okay, let's see. Eric did the last one.
My spell. I was only going to give it to the women, but thanks, Frank. Everything.
Well, hey,
I got big ass men everywhere.
You gotta be careful where you place that spell, Breakman. It's like D&D. You know, you gotta like, you know, it's a area of radial effect. You know, so you gotta like, you know, practice a lot.
What if I sang "Let Me See Your Pussy"?
Oh my god! God, Breakman, that's part of the incantation for the spell. Yeah.
Let me see a pussy. Show it to me. Show me. Oh, sorry. What were we talking about?
Dear Lord, Breakman, you're in mid season form already, man, and it's like barely the beginning of the year. All right, next story, Break.
Wait, I gotta do something now? Shit. Okay, coming to us live from RPG site, Shinmu the Animation begins airing on February 5th. This will be on Adult Swim and Crunchyroll, 12:30 a.m. on a Saturday, and this will be a 13-episode show. Yeah, that's...
What the fuck? This 13-episode should be all about him being, let's see. We can split it up four episodes. So there are four episodes of the soccer game that he plays with the kids. And then there's four episodes where he looks for sailors.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric?
At least one episode like doing laundry or some of this stuff.
Are there any sailors?
And then for the entirety of the second season, he can stay in the... it's all about him being on the boat.
And then the third season just abruptly ends for no reason.
Right.
The third season.
We don't even get to the actual second game. We just, ended there.
You know what's funny is, like I like Shenmue, right? It's got this big, overarching story that never came into fruition. It was supposed to be, what, like 10 parts or some shit? And, we only got
everything
like
that. It does Yakuza does better.
Oh yeah, no doubt. I mean, but in fairness, it did pave the way for games like Yakuza and some of the other open world type games. I mean, Shenmue 1 was an amazing game. Not that it was anything, you know, to write home about. Like I agree with you, Breakman. It was a lot of like boring shit, but like there was a lot of little attention to detail in that game, like buying those little, you know, like, you know, the little balls in the machines and,
yeah,
you know.
I mean, the detail was cool, just the actual gameplay wasn't for
no,
me.
No, I know,
like,
I know.
Like, the game itself just wasn't fun.
Yeah, just, yeah. I mean, the story was amazing. I do like the story, so I think it's better suited for an anime, to be honest with you. They could get a lot more done. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe they are planning to just do the series because they could actually get the story done that way.
Yeah. I mean...
Well, the original creator is the executive producer, so maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe this is his chance to tell a story if it's popular enough.
Because apparently Shenmue 3 is, like, complete ass.
Yeah, it's not very good. Hey, Break, I think you should cast Raining Men as a spell for you.
It's raining. Mm-hmm.
All right, who did that story? You Breakman?
I'm not talking to you anymore, Frank.
Well, you do have exile power, man. I'm just saying, man.
It's your turn, Frank. Go ahead, right. Do whatever. I don't know. I'm going to sulk somewhere.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Kingdom Hearts Saga lands in cloud version form for Nintendo Switch on February 10th. So there you go. I mean, if you like the old, you know, drop in frames type thing, welcome to cloud gaming on the Nintendo Switch, y'all. So there you go. Frank lost the bet and then canceled three of the shows. He was supposed to pay off the bet. I call shenanigans. How dare you? I didn't call off those shows. Shit. Don't blame me, son of a bitch.
No, we'll do carryovers.
I'll give Breakman one carryover show. For that, because he hasn't. I mean, he has to learn to use the power of the exile, you know, and he hasn't learned. He's got to learn.
He's not going to use it to ban a freak. That's all I can tell you.
I know, man. He's resisting at all turns. I don't know. I don't understand.
I would exile him if he said something offensive to me. But
it's like the easiest thing in the world. I mean, you're supposed to protect your co-host and yourself, and you know. It's kind of a derelict of duty, in my view, Breakman. Just saying. All right, Eric.
Just like Freak, I call shenanigans. Derelict of duty.
Eric, what do we got next?
From RPG site, we've got Krieg's Front Tactics, which is a procedurally generated turn-based mecha tactics RPG. Toge Productions, who made the game Coffee Talk, has announced Kriegsfront Tactics to release on PC. No console announcements so far, but it's described as a procedural turn-based mecha tactics RPG that takes place in an alternate 1970s Southeast Asia, where you can develop your own mechs, recruit pilots, and create a squad. And there's a demo for the game available on Steam, and a built-in photo mode, mecha builder, and a level editor on the based on the developer tools.
Can we get like the soundtrack to Forrest Gump for that? Because that'd be fucking awesome. Like Sweet Home Alabama's playing where you're fighting in the 70s, kind of the new Vietnamish place.
Well, I mean, it would probably be proper for this game. Honestly, it looks like shit. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. It doesn't look great. I mean, the tactics looks fine, but I mean, I don't know.
This looks like it is a game made with a very small budget.
So yeah, very small budget. Yeah, that's the best way. That's a nice way of putting it. I just think it looks like shit, but you know, maybe they'll polish it up or something. I don't know, but whatever. All right. Let's see. You did that one. Who did that one? So it's is it?
There's only two of us.
Breakman.
You can do it, Frank. Okay, here we go. Coming to us live from RPG Site. EZ9 Monstrum Nox gets experimental local co-op update on Steam. Experimental, huh? It's an interesting way of putting it. And as America has released a new update, which I just talked about, experimental co-op mode that can even
be played. It's called experimental because it's doing things the game wasn't originally intended to do.
Oh, yeah, that's weird. Be played locally or through remote play together. This co-op mode is much like the one added to the Steam version of EZ 8. Let me see. In a post, PH3 founder Peter Durante Thommen? I don't know how to pronounce that. Details the update, which also adds support for narrower aspect ratios, which will be useful for devices like the Steam Deck. Other minor fixes have also been made, so that's cool.
Yeah. Slagar said that last game looked like you could play it on a flip phone. I agree, Slagar. It did not look great. This looks way better.
Here's a list of features.
I wouldn't be surprised if it originally started as a mobile title.
Yeah, yeah. All right, go ahead. Maybe. Sorry.
Local co-op support, support for narrow aspect ratios, and the Equip Screen Super Sampling graphic setting now also applies to the Ritual Relic stream. So this is a new feature. The fixes are make sure the traps behave functionally the same at high frame rates as they do at the default frame rate. Fixed timing of fades after... We don't care.
Let's move on. Next story.
There's like 8 bugs. Yeah. I don't need to read all this shit. All
right. Next story comes to us from RPGSite.net. Action RPG Roguelike Nevermorn announced for PC. No release window has been given, so it's kind of a non-story. Looks to be an action RPG roguelite, where players are put in control of a necromancer named Irea as she takes down waves of enemies while seeking out the Tree of Life to revive her child. That's something that's really missing is a lot of good women protagonists in RPGs, I feel. And that's good that they went in that direction. And it does
or even women necromancers.
Yeah, I mean, when's the last time you heard of... I mean, I guess Diablo has women but that's kind of a pick. You know, you pick male, female. But this looks good.
It's really not a very narrative-driven story.
No. I like narrative-driven stories with female... like the Tomb Raider games were kind of, you know... innovative in that way. Not a lot of them like that. And RPGs, forget it. Can you guys think of one? Like, really solid, like, main... I guess Lightning Returns.
Not since, like, the 16-bit era, really. You know what I mean?
Well,
Lightning, I guess.
Yeah, but Lightning was like a guy. Like, you know, that stoic, you know, guy, you know, persona. Like, kind of male alpha, but in a female body.
She was
body.
The male Cloud, essentially.
Yeah, pretty much, so... So yeah, this looks good. All right, Eric, last story.
Ocean's Heart has got a release date, and it's a Zelda-like action RPG, and comes out on February 10th. We talked about this. Mm-hmm. It's cute looking.
Yeah, it's a cute looking little, it looks like a 16-bit sort of type game. It looks good. I'm down. Freak says Octopath Traveler. Oh, that's right. You're right, Freak Five.
Well, yeah, there are like eight different scenarios, though. So
yeah, but I mean, like where the actual main character like is the protagonist. You know what I'm saying? Like the actual. But you know what I'm saying.
The only one in recent memory that I can think of off the bat would be Horizon Zero Dawn.
Yeah, but what about RPG? Could you name me a recent RPG like that?
That is an RPG.
Horizon is an RPG? Really?
Yeah.
Sort of. I mean, it's got RPG elements. I think of that as more of like an adventure.
I can think of Mass Effect.
Mass Effect is Shepard's story, isn't it?
Yeah. Female Shepard.
Female Shepard
is basically the canon Shepard anyway.
Yeah.
Trials of Mana, but that's from way back in the day. What are you trying to do, Bernie? What's going on? I'm busy. Uh-oh. I'm doing a show. Uh-oh.
This is how it ends. Right. Sorry, everybody. Frank's being murdered live on the air.
No, I mean, she's showing me something on her phone, and I'm right in the middle of the show. I'm like, what are you showing me? You know? Okay, and that is the news, everybody. Let's move on to...
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, homie discounts. Eric, you got a couple homie discounts, do you not?
Yes. The PS Plus memberships that are sold on CD keys are at like $36 now. And then there's the Xbox PC sale. I'm actually going to remove the last one because it looks like it
ended.
I mean, there's still a sale you can get, but I don't think it's as big as the sale this time.
I don't hate Mass Effect, Breakman. I like Mass Effect.
Yeah, whatever. You hate it.
Matter of fact, I wanted to get the Legendary Collection.
Yeah, you sure you did.
You son of a bitch.
Anyways, here's some of the games that are in the backwards compatibility sale. Damn it. Stupid ads. And I got a disable ad blocker, because of course I do.
Oh, but of course. But of course.
Nothing can ever just work right.
Right.
Because it's our fingers.
There we go. Anyways, some of the games that I'd like to mention that stick out to me are the Sonic Generations and Sonic Unleashed. Binary Domain, Far Cry 3, that's like $20. Mm. Which makes me wonder like how much is it normally. Red Dead Redemption is like $9.89. Street Fighter 4 is like $20, and it's unfortunate that Super Street Fighter 4 isn't on sale, because the DLC for it, Ultra Street Fighter 4, which you use in conjunction with the arcade edition, would make that the ultimate version. But that's like $3 or something. But too bad for the game isn't. But it's kind of a missed opportunity there. But Monkey's Island 2... and Red Faction, I think this is Guerrilla. That's a 360 version of Red Faction Guerrilla, though, so it's kind of old.
And it has multiplayer that won't work.
Yeah.
Injustice.
That is such a good story. I love
Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, Fight Night Champion. Just Cause. I thought that was a P on the logo because of the way it's drawn. But Catherine, the original Catherine, if you're interested in that. And Skate 3 and Toy Story 3.
I'm gonna give freaking Unexile, so when Frank gets his power back, like there's one that's just you can knock right off.
Also, How dare you?
And I know there's more, but like the Max Payne series is also on sale.
I saw, like, on the backwards compat, I saw Time Splitters.
Yeah, Time Splitters, good game.
Those were good games, yeah.
Good game.
Dynasty, it looked really good. You know where Burnout Revenge.
Where I first played Time Splitters was on the GameCube. It was fantastic, man. I liked it.
I played it on the PlayStation. I was a big PlayStation 2 guy.
Yeah, me too. I like PlayStation 2.
Frank, I never said I hated Mass Effect.
No, you did. You hate Mass Effect just a minute.
Slagar says...
I said it was a disappointment compared to...
Slagar says, I should like it. It's got everything I like.
Could have been.
Except fun.
I think the PS4 version of Andromeda is on sale right now, but it's not on sale on Xbox.
I know, like, everybody hated that game too, but I liked Andromeda. It was a unique take on something.
Andromeda is on Game Pass anyways.
They kind of fixed Andromeda quite a bit, from what I gather. You know, it wasn't...
Well, for Andromeda, like, it wasn't... Your goal wasn't to find the main villain and defeat him. It was to start colonizing a new galaxy. Basically.
Yeah, and people hate that.
You can actually beat the main villain sometime within the story and just keep playing, which is what I did.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I mean, most people don't like that, though. Anything different, if it deviates from, whatever the main game was, they hate it.
I know.
And,
call video game conservatism.
Yeah, exactly. All right, anything else?
When your conservative tendencies and start infecting your game enjoyment.
Your ability to think and enjoy things, yeah.
That's funny, Freak Pie says, my wife told me to text her when I got off work so she could order pizza. I know she's trying to eat healthy, so I asked if pizza was for the kids and was she making something healthy for me and her, because if she was having pizza, I was going to pick up Arby's for myself. That's funny as hell, man. All right, and no other sales, Eric?
Nope.
Breakman, should I hit your music?
No.
Oh, damn it.
There was a funny meme from Freak. If you want to hit it for me just to explain this meme.
Okay. Why not?
Their picture.
I just like hearing this song.
Yeah.
All right, Breakman, what you got?
Okay, this isn't Dear Breakman, but it's a picture of the Pope, and the title is the USA Today heading, which is a form of selfishness. Quotes Pope Francis criticized people who choose to have pets over kids, and then he added, "What do you expect me to do? Fuck your dogs?" I've got a problem with an 80-year-old virgin telling people in an overpopulated world to have more kids.
I know, so stupid, man. I mean,
you're like, for one thing, you're a fucking virgin, dude. Shut the fuck up. Like, what do you know about kids?
Is he really a virgin, Breakman?
It's less that the world's overpopulated and more like we have the capability to feed all of them, but nobody wants to.
Right, right. Like, literally, Jeff Bezos tomorrow could write a check and feed the world, and he chooses not to. You know, just one of those things. But anyways, Freakpie says she ignored half the text, so when I asked if she wanted some jalapeno poppers, she got mad that I was going to Arby's after she just ordered 3 large pizza and wings. I gave her the heads up so she would order less pizza. The Diablo sandwich, I don't even know what that is. Comes with a free shake because it's so hot. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
And as far as him being a virgin, I mean, that's like they swear off sex to join the papacy.
No, I understand that.
Like, I don't see at any point him dating or, you know.
Well, I mean, why date when you got a plethora of little boys hanging around you all the time?
I've eaten brisket before, and I have to say I'm very unimpressed.
I like brisket a lot. Okay, I think that's it. Let's move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
Breakman, what you been playing?
Me? I really don't. Just been playing a few games. The same stuff as before. I beat Halo Infinite.
Oh, wow, cool.
It's a fantastic game. I absolutely love it. And I started over to go back and try and get some of these skulls and some of the stuff to unlock. as well as playing a multiplayer, because it seems like they're going to do like special events like twice a month, maybe, where you can get special unlocks and such like that. They've got some really weird stuff they've been adding to just really make everything
spice
neat
it up
for people.
A little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
Do they
For instance, there's a purple pointy mohawk you can get for your Spartan now. It like glows and disappears as it's going backwards. Like each spike disappears and it's really weird looking.
Yeah,
that's cool. Kind of stuff they've added. But anyways, the story's really good. It goes back to a simpler storytelling of more. It really feels like the first Halo.
I was going to ask you. A lot of people are super impressed with it. It kind of takes you back to, like you said, like the first game. You know, that's always good. Like if you're going for a nostalgic feel, you want, you know, kind of a good feel for like the first games that you played in the series. You know, that's cool.
You feel like the one man army you are. Every once in a while, you get the Marines to help you after you save their lives, but you know, just like the original.
Yeah,
just in a lot of ways. But anyway, so played that and the other game I've been playing is more Breath of the Wild. I beat another one of the monster thingies, the divine beasts, or the Ganon inside. But I don't know what to say these things are. Like, they're not... Are they magical? Or they don't really seem like they're mechanical in any way. They're not like the Guardians, which are robots. So, just these giant beast things, whatever. But anyway, so I beat another one, and I only have one left, and... I'm currently wandering around the forest trying to find the open jaws of a dragon's mouth so I can get a hidden, shrine.
Ooh, okay.
Just wandering around the woods. I've been wandering around for like an hour. I'm a little irritated.
I thought you were just going to give up and do the old
I might guide Google thing. That in a second, yeah.
Are you going to go after all 999? Golden Korok seeds?
Fuck no. God damn. I could not believe there are that many, because I was wondering how many there were, so I Googled it, and I was fucking shocked when I saw that. Like, no. I don't know. No. I just wanted to maximize my weapons. I don't want to... No. Why?
999. That's like...
You could get that golden piece of shit statue when you get them all.
Ooh. A statue. Awesome. Because
that's way more than you need to complete your inventory.
I mean, there's so much to do in that game. Why do you need... Like, it's like when GTA 3 came out, all those packages.
It's the post-game.
I was like...
It's mini-games, too. It's like jump into this hole, or get the rock into this hole, or put the rock right here. You know, these are really stupid mini-games to get those little Koroks. Yeah. Ugh, they're annoying.
Anything else you've been playing?
Yeah, I actually was playing one of the games that I bought with the gift card you gave me. I've been playing the Cobra Kai game on Xbox.
Cobra Kai game?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's essentially a beat 'em up. I mean, it's Double Dragon like.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of ways, yeah. It's actually, it doesn't, the storytelling from the game is nowhere near as in the show. Like, they've lost a lot of the humor and stuff like that, but it does seem like it has the main cast as far as voice acting, and the gameplay is actually fun.
That's cool.
It's on Game Pass, isn't it?
I don't know. I got
wait. How'd you play it? Oh,
it was on sale. I bought it with that gift card that Frank gave me. I got that, and I got the Castlevania Anniversary or Advance Collection, and something else.
Good choice, man. Good choice.
Oh yeah, that was a great choice.
That reminds me, like in the time we were off, Konami decided they were going to sell NFTs in an auction.
Oh god,
classic Castlevania images.
Stupid. So dumb. I mean, why do that when you could just go on the internet, look up the images, and there you go, you got it. That's so stupid.
Their image has like. One, there's a different color on their image, and this image belongs to this one guy. You're gonna have to pay to use this image
God, whatever.
Because this image is very slightly itty bitty little different than the other image.
Yeah, I know. So dumb, and that was really stupid. All right, anything else you've been playing, Break?
No, that's not.
All right, Eric, what you been playing?
I've been playing La Mulana 2. I got to the final boss and I gave up because I gave up the first time on the final boss because the game was bugged and the final boss would sometimes just wander off the screen and soft talk the game. You couldn't beat the boss. So I waited until I fixed it. And I've been playing the Xbox version. I remember why I didn't finish it even after they had fixed it, because they had overcompensated due to complaints people were having that the final boss was too easy because he had so, like he had so little health and you could just drain it really quickly. So they gave him his third phase, like a white health bar, which is the strongest health bar, but it's much bigger than most white health bars. And that's way too much HP. And yeah. I just can't outlast that fight. It's a battle of attrition. It sucks.
I hate that shit. Battles of attrition in video games.
And they never fixed it because they guess they never got complaints that it was too strong now.
Now, or
it
I know.
It would cost them more money to do.
Right.
Well, I mean, they could be fixing it later in an update because the DLC for the game is coming out, so they might just do it then.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying with cost. Like, if to just fix bugs, like sometimes it costs them money, whereas they can put it out as an entire patch, you know, like DLC in that, or not just or fix
or
the all very the bugs at once.
Or the very least, the DLC will make more sense. Like, I just pretend it's. I think it's supposed to be an expansion because it sounds like it's going to be, rather than a hell mode type of deal like it was for the original. But hopefully it's rebalanced better and I can just consider that the ending of the game.
I guess, man. That sucks. I hate battles of attrition in video games. It's never fun. I don't know why people think that that's something to do. It's just not fun.
Like really long boss battles just aren't. You're right. What was that game I just played recently? Back for Blood. Like that comes to mind.
Yeah.
Where the essential last stage is just one giant boss fight. It's really like you lose at one point and you gotta start all over again. Like, come on.
I know. It's so ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Shin Megami Tensei 5. Playing more than that. I'm near the end of the game. I'm at one of the final areas of the game. Final Fantasy 13, Captain Toad, which I beat, but I'll have a review for that later. I didn't get around to writing it or even doing an audio review this week, so.
Wow. 13.
Hopefully tomorrow.
You chose to replay 13. Wow. Okay.
I've been telling you this.
Yeah.
I like 13. Just saying.
Thirteen
isn't a bad game. It's just got some bad parts in it that make it hard to want to play through.
Yeah, it's not.
Story's not the best.
I know. I was gonna say this.
It's a really downer of a story as far as Final Fantasy. Like, for instance, 15. Like there were a lot of cheerful moments and stuff and funny moments, but. It was really dry. 13 was really
It
was the drama game or something, you know?
To me, it just felt like a slog, man. Like, playing through that game was almost going through the motions. I didn't care about any of the characters except for maybe one or two.
I feel like, though, the weakest aspect of the game is its monsters assigned. And it's just, it doesn't have any kind of vision to it.
Yeah, it didn't have any.
It's guys, remember the grenades and the bombs? What if we made those robots instead and they have almost no face?
Yeah, it wasn't, I don't know.
The whole foul sea, during the game, they never really accurately explain what the fuck they are.
They don't even do that in 13.2 either.
The only thing they can really say is that the fallacy is just a stand-in word for Eidolon.
Right.
Or you know, Phantom Beast or whatever the summons are in Final Fantasy games.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Eric?
But I don't know why they felt like they needed a new terminology for 13, though. But whatever. Anyways, that's it.
And I played a little bit more of Phoenix Rising. I just really thoroughly enjoy that game. I don't want to leave that world, man. It just, it's so fun. It's got that Greek mythology thing going for it, and it's got a wry sense of humor, and it just, it's really well written. And I hate Ubisoft, but I think this is Ubisoft's best game in a long, 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 long time. I really do. I think it's a great game. It's fabulous, to say the least. But anyways, let's move on to
RP Grinders reviews.
Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
Let me see. I'm looking at a picture from Freak5cast. It looks like he's eating pepperoni pizza and then Hawaiian pizza. I can't distinguish what that thing in the middle is, though.
Wings. Sure. Those are wings.
Oh, those are wings. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wasn't expecting wings with pizza. I guess it got Domino's then.
Probably. I had pizza today. Oh, yeah, there's a box there. Because someone, or my supervisor, brought in pizza and he bought too much. So
I almost got pizza today, man. I almost did.
Yeah. I'm hungry. Stop.
And it was good because I actually ate my lunch for breakfast because I didn't have time to eat breakfast. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I haven't had time to eat breakfast or lunch today, so let's move on.
Yeah.
Reviews, right?
Yes, reviews.
I've got a few reviews. I actually watched a few movies this week, or a couple weeks, over the last couple weeks.
All right.
I guess I'm going to give you an order of the worst to the surprising favorite.
Okay.
I'll say one of the movies I was so hoping would be better before I saw it, and I was still disappointed. Another one wasn't as bad as I'd heard or as good as I had heard. You know, it was kind of just like
in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah, and then another one was actually, I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. I mean, it wasn't like the greatest movie ever, don't get me wrong, but I enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
For what, so anyway, the first movie was Matrix Resurrection.
Ooh, yeah. Okay.
I was just so, I wanted to like Matrix Resurrection so much.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. I just, oh God.
Couldn't do it.
The only thing I liked about it was Neil Patrick Harris. He was fantastic.
Mm, okay.
He was a good bad guy, but they got like a new guy to play Smith, and he was absolutely terrible.
Wow.
Well, it didn't help that they didn't do much with him.
They couldn't hire Hugo Weaving. I mean, honestly.
And the only other thing I actually kind of liked was the whole, which I don't really understand the character of Morpheus.
Did Weaving like quit acting or something?
He might have. I don't know. Yeah. Or maybe that he did something that we don't know about.
All his millions and going, you know, on vacations for the rest of his life. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, fuck you guys, I'm out.
Fuck you guys, I'm not going home.
Oh, a new Matrix movie? Hell no.
Fuck that shit, man. This thing's going to be a piece of shit.
Yeah. And he was right, because it's not a good movie. If he didn't do it, because he's just, oh my God.
Well, like I said, the first part's slow, but like, I do like the meta commentary where they were basically making fun of the game industry.
Yeah, and I do like some of the imagery of it, like at the beginning of it, how they showed like he was surrounded in a blue world, you know. Just things like Neil Patrick Harris' blue glasses, for instance. Like, there's some subtle, cool things in it. I didn't totally hate the movie. You know,
so what are you giving it?
I was disappointed in it. If I have to give it a score, I'd say a 5.
Yeah, it's average. That's fine.
Yeah, I guess.
I gave it more of a 7.5, I think.
I don't know. Like, for me, like the whole end of the movie was just completely fell apart, and I didn't really understand like the Morpheus character at all. like the architect program a version of Morpheus or something in the system. Just their excuse for like why we have a new Morpheus, like Well, if you didn't make a sequel, you wouldn't have had to have a new Morpheus because you wouldn't have had to kill him off screen.
Right.
Stupid assholes. Anyway, so I watched that, and that was a 5. The other movie that I watched that I kind of was like, I heard some people really liked it, like, and then I heard some people just absolutely hated it. And I was kind of in the middle because there were some good points of it and other things that were just like, no. The Eternals.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen that yet.
I was expecting like a reaction or something, so I was quiet afterwards. But
no, I've been meaning to watch that. It's on Disney Plus now, but you know.
Well, I know they like they changed the characterization of some characters, and that didn't really bother me as much. But there are things in it that were just like, why? And also, I had a lot of feeling of The Last Jedi while watching it. There was just too much going on, you know, where they tried to put way too much in the one movie.
Now, is there a lot of reference to what's going on right now in the Marvel Universe, or is it just, you know, this is what happened back in the day?
It has more to do with what's probably going to be happening in the
next movies.
This
one actually kind of ends on a cliffhanger. This would be the first Marvel movie to do it, too.
This one's more like a setup for the rest of the Phase 4.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, I kind of like that.
I wanted to make one comment, and maybe it is kind of a spoiler, but their whole basic reason for not doing anything against Thanos is because their boss told them not to. their whole excuse for Thanos, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me?
Right. You got the devil incarnate
for one thing, it goes against what your logical, like, what you were there to do for. There's a huge spoiler in it, and, like, just not going against Thanos goes against that, for instance. Like, right. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
No.
I feel like there's the plot hole of, you know, how Thanos, they changed him from not being in love to death to, you know, I want to snap and get rid of the whole of half the world because it's not sustainable.
Right.
There's a logical fallacy there, Thanos. How about you snap your finger and make it sustainable?
Right. The funny thing is that was the one criticism. I don't know if I said it when I watched, because my favorite arc of all time in comics was the Infinity Gauntlet quest, you know, Thanos quest, and how he gained all those gems, which they didn't. They totally fucking weirded it out and made it completely different. But that aside, I really like I really like the death angle in the comics, right? Where his big thing was to make her, to please her, and no matter what he did, he couldn't please her. He wanted to be her equal, and once he became her equal. You know, I mean, they really should have.
This is more of a spoilers from the comics than it is for the movie, so I think it's okay to talk about. But Thanos is an Eternal, so if Thanos is Eternal, how did he get away with the shit he was doing,
right?
And not get the ire of the rest
all the
of
rest
Celestials.
Of the Eternals, yeah.
Right? Exactly. That goes against everything that, like. Yeah, like there's so many spoilers.
Well, I think I know the.
Was he
the
controller?
I actually think I know the answer to that. The Watcher kind of oversees everything, and everything has to happen.
Program him that last minute to make him evil.
I think what it is like the Watcher kind of kept everything in line, right? Like they had to let it play out the way that it did, you know, because of the timeline thing, you know, you know, the type thing. So, I don't know. That's, you know, to me, that's, yeah, he is a type.
But no, there's a huge spoiler at the end of the movie, which makes it, everything goes against that. Like, it's, doesn't make sense at all, honestly.
Hmm. Okay.
I can't talk about the spoiler, though.
Yeah, don't talk about spoiler. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it.
I thought Thanos was a Titan. I'm telling you, the Titans are just a group of Eternals.
Yeah. Okay, so what are you giving the Eternals?
It's not my least favorite MCU movie, but it's definitely not up in the top ones. I'd say about 6.5.
What's your least favorite Marvel movie?
Maybe Ant-Man.
Really? I love Ant-Man. Ant-Man's so fun.
Or Ant-Man and the Wasp, actually.
God, that movie's fun as fuck, dude. Those are...
let me see. What else would I do? I didn't like Doctor Strange either.
Oh, what the... That's Bernie's favorite, man.
I'm gonna smack you.
Iron Man movies other than the first one come to mind?
Iron Man 2... Or no, Iron Man 3 was the worst, in my opinion.
2 and 3 are both bad.
And then Dark World. Thor Dark World was pretty bad.
I liked Dark World. That was Loki's movie. I liked it. But yeah, so this isn't the worst of them, but it's just like, ugh. Like, we've seen better... Marvel stuff, yeah. Definitely.
You know what the most surprising movie from the Marvel Universe that I saw was Shang-Chi.
I did see that one.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was surprising.
They fixed the Mandarin problem they had.
They did, and I'm glad they did, because the Mandarin's a huge villain versus Iron Man. That's like Iron Man's number one villain, you know.
I know, like, there were a lot of people that complained about his sidekick. I liked her. I thought she was funny.
She was awesome, man. I liked it. I really liked that movie. I think it was just a really good diversion and a good way of introducing a new good hero, you know.
My only problem with Awkwafina is that her black expectation accents. It's just annoying. Like, she probably doesn't need to talk like that.
I think she talks like that in real life, Eric. All right.
I don't know.
All right, so your last movie, real quick, Brinkman.
Oh, so the movie that I actually enjoyed more than I thought I would was Sonic the Hedgehog.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a really good family movie.
I liked it a lot.
I felt like it captured the spirit of the game, but most of all, it made Sonic a charming, likable character.
And I did like the character redesign, too. From before, like they had,
this version of Sonic blows away any of the cartoon versions of Sonic.
I like it.
He was a likable character. Questbuster.
Holy shit! Dungeons in chat.
I was surprised by Sonic, and Jim Carrey was, you know, they just let him be himself.
I like Jim Carrey in that movie a lot. Just like Doctor Strange, Dungeon said. I agree, Dungeon Buster. Doctor Strange was an awesome movie. I like Doctor Strange. Don't listen to Breakman.
I'll have to go back and try and watch it.
Yeah, watch it again, dude. It's just really, really good.
But this one, I give Sonic the Hedgehog an 8. I had a lot of fun with Sonic the Hedgehog.
The only thing that bothers me
that's
about
what I gave
the upcoming
it to.
Sonic movie is that Jim Carrey's first of all, I hate the fact that they called him Dr. Robotnik. Why can't they just call him like Captain Mega Man, like they've been doing so far? But I kind of hate how they...
Well, I guess that was kind of so they could do the Sonic mocking him by calling him Eggman.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be a heavier guy, so I'm wondering if at any point in this film he gets fatter somehow.
I don't know, but I love
the mustache.
I love the mustache. I think it's perfect.
And like, if he's like fascinated with and his robot's designs, I wonder if that will come into play later.
I don't know, but the sequel looks fucking good, man. I can't wait for the sequel, man. I'm with you, Breakman. I really enjoyed Sonic.
I went into it with like kind of not high expectations, and I was just like, damn, this is a fun movie.
Yeah.
Like the part where they're in the car and getting chased by his robots, like, oh, this feels like Sonic, like his machines and... And in the end, when he's
I thought it was good, man. It was just to me. I think I said it. I think it eclipsed Pikachu as the best video game adaptation movie for me.
I still think Detective Pikachu is better.
Yeah, possibly.
Questbuster says the mustache needs its own credits.
Dungeon, welcome back, by the way, Dungeon. Wow, nice to see you, man. Nice to see you.
So that's all my reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog, great. I recommend everybody seeing it.
All right. Eric, you have.
Like I said, I think it's a family movie, so I think it's one of those ones you can absolutely watch it for kids.
Yeah. And this is coming from somebody with no kids, so that's really good.
Right, just like
the Wow. Yeah, I was surprised too, Dungeon. It was a good movie. I really enjoyed it. I think I did call it the best video game adaptation movie, and I really liked... Cyclops in it too. What's his name? I can't remember his name.
Marsden.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, man, we're happy to have you back, Dungeon. We missed you, man. I mean, I was like,
I was gonna say, it can't be easy to like work with a blue screen like that, especially when the character you're working with is like 3 feet tall.
Yeah, I know, man. He had to have a lot of markers to, you know.
If it weren't for My Hero Academia film, the second movie, it probably would have been my last movie seeing in theaters for like a couple years.
Yeah. All right, Eric, you're up for your review, and I also have a review too.
Okay, I saw Belle, which is not to be confused with the 2014 movie starring a black girl, but it is It's called Belle because it is a Beauty and the Beast type of story. And in fact, it's a kind of like a reimagining of that story. But the difference is it takes place in the not so far off future, like the, at least the next 20 years. Virtual reality has become a bigger thing, and there's a virtual reality social network called You that this girl in Japan subscribes to because she wants to use it as a way to create another personality and overcome her own personal issues. But it becomes a bigger story about her finding out about this user on You named who's called the Beast, and everybody hates him because he's big and mean and he destroys people because it's supposed to be a reflection of his heart and his mental state, and the reason for that is explained later in the show, but he's actually a victim of a volatile situation in his home life. It's about her trying to understand him and ultimately try to help him, his situation out. And that's a much better telling of the Beauty and Beast story because the Beast's background and the other versions of Beauty and Beast stories is never explored.
And he's just a narcissistic prince.
Yeah. So, that's a good flipping of the script.
Yeah, Slagar says it sounds like Caprica.
I've never seen Caprica.
I bless the rains down in Caprica.
Wait, are you talking about the prequel to Battlestar? Is that what he's saying?
I don't know.
But it's the first movie of this director that I've seen, but apparently they're like, if you ask some anime fans, it's like some of his movies haven't been like great, but this one was pretty good. I liked it. I'll have to see Summer Wars and Beast and the Boy and a couple other his films to see where it gauges. But if you like stories like Beauty and the Beast and you want to see it reimagined in a way that you probably haven't seen before, go check out Belle.
All right, what are you giving it, Eric?
I'm going to give it an 8.5.
All right, 8.5 out of 10. All right.
There's a couple of things that I didn't like the fact that I think they could have fleshed out the whole concept of You a little bit more, and it might have been better to do it as a TV series rather than a film. But other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. Dungeon says, Lana Wachowski said there won't be any more. This was it. But yeah, it felt like it was more Matrix if you like Matrix stuff. So
it definitely felt like it was set up for sequels.
Even though there won't be.
yeah, which is fine with me. And he says if you like the Matrix, I like the original Matrix movies, all three of them.
I hated the second and third.
I know. Most people did. But I liked the second one, and I liked the third one.
I didn't hate the second movie.
Well, that's because you're stupid, Breakman. I mean, you know.
I hated parts of the second movie, and I didn't.
Supposed to disagree
I felt more about the third movie.
I didn't the hate the second.
The third movie had my favorite fight scene. One of my favorite fight scenes in any movie. The burly brawl where he's just fighting wave after wave after wave of Smith. Yeah. Where it gets to the point where he just can't even handle it and he has to run. Yeah. Or fly away. But, it's just a badass brawl.
Have you ever seen the John Wick movies, Break?
No, I haven't.
Holy fuck, dude. You gotta watch them, man. They have some of the best fucking fights I've ever seen in any movie, period.
Keanu Reeves is like a master of his art.
Dude, I'm telling you, John Wick has some of the best fucking fighting sequences and I've seen a lot of Japanese movies or Chinese movies and those fight sequences are amazing. But there is one, I think it's in part two, John Wick 2. Where it was just like a breathtaking fucking fight with John Wick, using his feet to throw knives. And, I mean, it just fucking crazy, man. Just
using
awesome.
A belt like a whip.
I love.
Shrek says I should exile you.
No, I don't think so. I don't think you should.
Because you called me stupid or something like that.
Well, you agree. So how are you going to exile?
I know, but that doesn't mean I don't have feelings.
Yeah, I like John Wick a lot, man. I think those movies, and each one is just awesome, man.
The reason I haven't seen John Wick is because they kill his dog.
Dude.
Is John Wick 4 actually coming out this year?
Yes, I think. And I can't wait because those movies are immaculate, man. I love those movies. I think I've reviewed them on the show. But speaking of
plus
reviews,
time. If I ever have time, maybe I'll sit down and watch it. But I just like the whole like, oh, they kill his dog. Like, what? I don't
want to
watch them kill a dog.
That's kind of the.
But then you can watch him kill a bunch of people for killing his
dog. Oh, dude. So. I mean,
yeah. Well, killing people on television is fine. That's fine.
No, man. No. Break, man. You gotta watch those movies, dude. I mean, some of the greatest action sequences you've ever seen, fight sequences you've ever seen in your life. They're just, I mean, immaculate is all I'm saying, man. First two, I mean, all three are good, but the first two in particular, man, just so good, so good. Yeah, he goes,
dude,
God of War with guns,
guns
for his dog. That's exactly right. Oh, I could do a quick review of Hawkeye too, but.
Hawkeye gave us the greatest Christmas present we could
it
ever
did.
Ask.
I like that little Christmas present at the end. It was the worst best thing I've ever seen, Breakman. But Hawkeye as a series, I give a 7 out of 10. I thought it was pretty good.
It wasn't the best of the Marvel shows this last past year, but it definitely wasn't the worst.
It definitely wasn't the worst. I mean, I mean,
obviously we had WandaVision, which I would say was the worst.
I kind of like Hawkeye better than WandaVision, for sure.
Yeah, I like Hawkeye better than WandaVision. I think I like it better than Falcon and the Winter Soldier, but I do not like it more than Loki.
The first episode of Falcon and the Winter Soldier was awesome, but that show kind of petered out. Hawkeye was the most consistent, I have to say. The most consistent so far. And I give it a 7 out of 10, but The movie that I want to review.
Freak would go to that musical.
I would too, Freak 5. It was the best worst thing I've ever seen, honestly. He was like 3 in his own show. Yeah, 3rd on his own show. I agree with that, Slagar, but I think that's a purpose because they really wanted to feature Kate Bishop. And Kate Bishop's an awesome, awesome comic book character. And she did great. Haley Steinfeld was awesome in that show.
She had that great interaction with what's
her
name?
That's don't Elia. Spoil. Don't spoil. No spoilers. No spoilers.
I'm just trying to think of her name. Is it Elena?
Break, man. Spoilers. Spoilers.
That wasn't a spoiler. She's on the list. Like she's in the cast list. That's not a spoiler.
It's a spoiler. You're not supposed to say.
You're ex-op, Frank.
How dare you?
Arguing with me.
How dare you, you son of a bitch. All right. My review is Scream. It's really good. It's the best fifth installment of any series I've ever seen. I don't think it's the greatest thing I've ever seen, but it brings the Scream franchise back to a modern audience. And Weiland said something about whether or not that the twist would land. I don't think the twist needs to land. I think it's I think it is what it is, and I honestly think that it's worthy of watching for sure. It's I give it a solid 7.5 out of 10. I mean, what more do you want? It's more Scream, you know, and definitely did Wes Craven proud. So
I
liked it.
I want the next Scream like to be most of the cast be murderers. Just like most of them be like the guys. So you're like trying to figure out like, it's this guy. And at the end it's like, oh, it's most of them and they won.
I could see where they could do sequel
after. So in order to get that to work, they'd have to be like, maybe make it a prison movie.
Yeah.
Prison murder.
I don't know.
That'd be a whole different movie, but I like where this is going.
Dungeon Says is the new Scream.
Because if they're all murderers, like, you're suspecting each one of them because they have a pass of murdering people.
Oh my god, that is an awesome idea.
Yeah, it's a great idea, actually. Dungeon Said is the new Scream, a reboot. It is a reboot, but tied into the previous movies is all I can say, Dungeon. It's pretty fucking good. The writers did a great job of writing that movie. So I would suggest watching it. I mean, I think it's...
I mean, I think the fact that it's called Scream suggests it's a reboot.
I'm dancing around spoilers if you're noticing,
Dungeon. I hope the sequel's called Scream Kills.
Scream, or Scream Ends. Scream Ends. That'd be fun. Never seen a single Scream movie. Slager, they're good.
I should probably rent Halloween Kills. Extended cut. It's coming out soon.
I saw it, and it does explain a couple of things, and it's worth watching, for sure. You can get it on Redbox.
I don't even know if I want to rewatch the whole thing. I just want to see the ending.
Oh, dude, it's worth a rewatch, man. I liked it. I really did.
Are there more scenes sprinkled throughout the movie?
There's more scenes. There's more scenes, but there's one in particular that's like the end for sure. They kind of, you know, fit it in pretty well.
And maybe this time I could watch it in 4K because the stupid Peacock is only 1080p.
Yeah. Yeah, if you,
and it's got a terrible bitrate, so it looked ugly.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on, everybody, to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the week.
I'm gonna break with tradition here, and I'm gonna go first real quick. Meatloaf and Louie Anderson died today.
Yeah, I have those both on my list. It's terrible.
Yeah. So go ahead, Breakman. Anything else you got?
No, I was saying, like, I was agreeing with you.
Yeah, yeah.
You do realize that he was an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, I know.
And he died of COVID.
I know, but
that doesn't diminish what he did as far as, like, that shouldn't. What I want to do is I don't want to judge somebody. Like, I want to still say that I enjoyed their work. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I'm able to enjoy the work without lionizing the person.
Well, here we go, Breakman. It's a good point.
I think for some people, like, you can do that. I think for some other people, you can't, though.
It's but like...
I'm not sure if that's one of them.
Well, I know. There's certain... You're right, Eric, because, like, Chris Benoit, the wrestler, I can't... I mean, what he did to his family is atrocious, and I just can't put him in the pantheon of great wrestlers of all time, even though he was one of the greatest wrestlers of all time.
Yeah, that rolling German suplex he did was absolutely amazing. I mean, I don't know how that was possible.
I mean, he was just an amazing wrestler, but I just can't look at him in that light. And it's sort of like O.J. Simpson was a great football player, but I mean, even though he was found innocent, I mean, I guess I have to kind of separate that. So yes, he's a great football player as a person, not so much. So same thing with, like, people like Lawrence Thomas, like, not Lawrence Thomas, is that his name? Lawrence Thomas, the great defensive Lawrence Taylor. Yeah, that's right. You have to separate real life from football with those type of things, you know. By the way, good ups on the Frank Bengals,
lives
man.
In a place that's not unlike my own, where the local plows and icing trucks don't do a really great job.
Breakman, did you have any more, or was that?
Oh, yeah, I definitely have more, but I want to add on to what they're just saying with the plows. My main road, where the front of my house is fine. They always plow that, but my driveway's on the side road that they never fucking touch.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, oh, I can get to the, if I could just get to the road, but I can't get to the road because it's up a hill. Fuck me.
That sucks, man. Fuck. Man.
So anyway, so Ed of the Stinkos, Bob Saget also died.
I forgot about Bob Saget, but that one was really bad because he was an awesome comedian.
Yeah, and this was sudden, apparently. That was a heart attack. Louie Anderson was blood cancer. Sounds fucking horrible.
Yeah.
And Meatloaf was COVID, and it was probably because he was an anti-vaxxer, which, you know, it fucking sucks that people are dying because they've been brainwashed to think that science is bad.
I saw a woman with a shirt on that said, "My son died of COVID, and I'm still voting for Trump." I couldn't.
Yeah. That's so my stinkos are getting my car stuck in the snow. I took Monday off because I wasn't feeling that great. But when I went to get out on Tuesday, I couldn't. So I had to call in and say, I'm not coming to work today. And it took me till noon to try to get where the other tenants were trying to get their cars out. So I was able to get mine.
Yeah. This is actually very nice. Something that Freak 5 said that was actually very nice. In fact,
the snowing was so bad on Monday, apparently nobody showed up. So it wouldn't have mattered if I called in sick anyway.
Yeah. Freak 5 said there was no episode of RP Grinders last Friday. Yeah, that's definitely a stinko, man. But, you know, sometimes life gets in the way of things. And, you know, I always thought that we should. I don't
want to drive in snow ever again. I'm just because of other people.
Yeah.
You know? I'm sick of it. I'm sick of how other people. There's always an accident.
The world according to Brake, you know?
No. Other people. Driving would be awesome if it wasn't for all you other drivers.
Oh, man.
Anyway, so back to this, Stanko. So we had several deaths. The Moon Knight
Betty
show.
White.
An actor in that show died. It's not even out yet.
Hannibal. He was in one of the Hannibal movies as Hannibal Lecter. What was his name? He was a French actor.
I don't know his name.
Really good. Yeah. Really good actor.
A lot of people have been dying lately. And he was that was a skiing accident. So yep. That's pretty terrible.
Sonny Bono.
What's that?
Sonny Bono died in a skiing accident in Colorado. Yeah.
The other one was speaking of Republicans. The Republicans decided that they no longer want presidential debates.
Wow. I'm sorry to hear that, Freak 5.
Most presidential debates are jokes anyway.
Yeah, I mean, does it really matter, Breakman? I mean,
well, it's just another form of them trying to get rid of democracy.
Right, yeah. Right.
They want less options for the voters. They don't want voters to know your opinion. They just want you to hear their sound bites, you know?
Yeah.
And then Freak just tops everything. With 2 days after her birthday, I found out that my oldest friend died. I've known him for 34 years. Okay. Well,
wow.
I've got nothing on that. That's terrible. I'm sorry.
That's really terrible, Freak 5. Yeah. I'm sorry. You've had nothing but a bad couple of years, Freak 5. Hopefully that just passes and you can have, you know, a good spell of goodness, you know. I mean, what can you say? What else you got, Breakman?
Life is cruel and unfair is all I can say.
Yeah.
The other one is earlier today, or maybe it was yesterday. Yeah, yesterday, I think. Voting rights, obviously. We all knew it was going to happen. It didn't get passed. So, you know.
Oh, the voting rights thing. Yeah, because fuck voting rights, right? I mean, and it was because of, mostly because of Manchin and Sinema, which fuck them.
We all know Republicans aren't going to vote for it. I mean, we can't, like, let them off the hook on this. This is definitely on them. But yeah, but Manchin and Sinema have decided that, they don't think that people have the right to vote. You know, they don't see the problems that are going on because people are paying them not to see those problems.
Right. Well, especially Manchin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And then speaking of Manchin too, he had the his whole. Remember how we have to have bipartisanship? Everybody's got to work together and kumbaya and all this shit.
Well
his
fuck.
Two bipartisanship bills were voted no on by every single Republican. So fuck you, Manchin, and your bipartisan shit. What do you got now, huh?
Right. Huh? Right.
Huh, you fucking bitch-ass asshole?
Manchin is the worst Democrat. He really is. He's the worst. He's not even a Democrat, man. He's Democrat in name only. I mean, I don't know why they don't just kick him out. Kick him out of the party. He sucks. And so does Sinema. Sinema used to be very progressive and... now
and
she's
she
nothing.
Got in power and she suddenly changed everything that she once stood for.
Right.
Stood for, like,
right.
Literally to flip.
Right.
And that's why she's losing endorsements and support, and donors are just dropping off left and right with her.
I just don't think you should have donors, period. I mean, we've talked about it. Money out of politics,
right. Corporate
period.
Donors,
right. Corporate donors. I mean, people donors, fine. And limits to the amount of donors. Because you can't have, like, a Bill Gates donating privately because that could sway somebody.
Well, they are, though.
Yeah,
Republicans have made sure that law is, you know, there are, like, secret donations going on.
I know. Dark money.
Legally.
Dark money. And I hate it. And it's stupid, and it shouldn't be. It should always be transparent, but whatever. Yeah. All right, Eric, I think you did yours.
And there was actually one more, too, with the with Mansion 2. Like
actually,
the
BVB is getting
hold on.
Completely destroyed, too. Like they've, as we knew, they're breaking it apart, and they're doing like a smaller version of it.
Yeah, anything to help the corporations.
It's like, they already watered it down to the point where it wasn't going to do much of anything.
Right.
So. Yeah. Our environment's going to shit. The roads and infrastructure of this country are falling apart. You know, whatever.
Yeah, Manchin made sure of that. He's a big. He's got a lot of coal donors. So you know, because you know the wave of the future is coal in this country.
Right.
But anyways, Eric, quickly.
I can't wait until all these internet freaks realize that the fax is the way of the future.
Right, faxes. Yeah, right, and. Pagers. We need to bring back pagers, too.
Fuck yes, pagers. Oh, my God. Cell phones. Who wants to talk to somebody?
Right.
You can make them go find a payphone and call you.
Right. And bring back payphones while you're at it, too. You know, why not?
Screw that. Just use radio.
Who wants Idris Elba as the next 007? Because I do. I've mentioned this in the past. I think he'd make a great 007. But anyways. Okay. Real quickly, break man, anything else you got?
No, that's enough.
All right, Eric, any other stinkos?
Yeah, the reason one of the reasons we didn't do a show last week is because my internet died.
Yeah.
So I had to get that settled. And I upgraded my service plan because I was still on the legacy plan because I still had my old modem and I was under the impression that the modem that they gave you was rented out to you, but apparently that's not the case. They just give you the modem.
Huh. Okay.
But even if that wasn't the case, I would have needed another modem, and thankfully my dad had one. Because I thought what was the problem was my modem had finally kicked the bucket, and I needed a new one. But apparently there was a screw-up in the MAC address when they did their maintenance work, and they had to get it sorted, and... But instead of fixing my old modem's problems, they just helped me set up the new one.
Well, good. That's good. What else you got, Eric? Quickly.
So it let me get higher internet speeds. So I went to the 200 Mbps plan.
Awesome. That's great, man. It's really great. All right. What else you got?
I should be able to stream more effectively.
That's awesome, nice. Man. That's good stuff. All right, Eric. What else you got?
Actually, that's it. I already mentioned
the
car getting stuck in snow and me being an anti-vaxxer was something I didn't want to hear today, but I did.
Yeah, I know. It's tough to hear, but you have to separate that from the legacy. You know what I mean? I mean, I kind of have to. I enjoyed a lot of Meatloaf's work, so, you know. All right.
He's a good actor and a good musician.
Yeah. Great musician, man, and a great songwriter, man. I mean,
we should really go whole hog and screw all of technology. Just use carrier pigeons.
Oh, carrier pigeons all the way, Eric. I'm with you.
What about, like, cans and strings?
Cans and strings. That's a great idea, man. Great. Bring it back. It'll work.
All right. This. This is great.
Now,
calculators and replace them with the abacus?
Oh, the abacus. Dude, for sure.
Sundials.
Oh, my God, yes.
I think we've got it, man. We've solved the world's problems, man. Just get rid of technology and go back to the way things were. Okay, here we go, guys.
The housing market has obviously crashed. We just live in caves now.
Smoke signals. Dungeon said, bring out the snow. Exactly, man. I mean, why not? I mean, it's a lost art, man. Okay, here we go.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Blake, man, you're sweet of the week.
I got a bunch? Okay, let me see here. You know, I've given the Supreme Court a lot of shit lately, and they've deserved it, but I gotta definitely give them some credit when... actually, this is Ohio Supreme Court. Never mind. I was reading my notes, sorry. This is the Ohio Supreme Court. They actually... I talked about earlier the Republicans in Ohio have gerrymandered the fuck out of this state, breaking the law to do it. Well, the Ohio Supreme Court said, you're breaking the law, fix it.
Yep.
And they have until Tuesday, I believe, to fix it.
Which so. They won't, but, you know, whatever.
We'll see what happens with that. But this is, we know that, like, the gerrymandering that they want isn't going to happen.
Right, right. It'll just be a watered-down gerrymander. They'll take, like, one corner of one map off, and there you go, you know.
Yeah.
All right.
So at least it won't be as bad. But anyway, so next one, speaking of science and how great it is, they were able to give a man a pig heart.
Yes. This is gross but interesting.
Yes. Like, this is all these anti-vaxxers and all the anti-science people, are you paying attention to what's going on in reality?
Right.
Like, we're putting pig hearts in people to save their lives.
Yes.
Something that could have never been done just a year ago.
Yes, yes. And science works at a pretty rapid pace. Like, can you imagine in 5-10 years, like, the types of, I mean, they might move on to orangutans, which are genetically closest, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, it's about time that we, you know, had something to, you know, because, yeah, you can't wait for, I mean.
There's a shortage of
hearts.
Organs. I was going to say of all the stuff, but yeah, hearts, right. Definitely.
Well, you have to wait for somebody to die, which is tragic in itself. Yep. I mean, now we might not have to do that. And and then coupled with...
At least until we can get cyber hearts working better.
Right. Yeah. Cyber hearts.
The future is looking good as far as stuff like that.
Right, right.
I mean, at least science is still, you know, not paying attention to the rest of the world and moving on and trying to... make the world a better place, even though the world is trying to make this place worse.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I have two more Sweetos. The Oath Keepers have finally been charged with sedition.
Yeah.
You know, trying to overthrow our free and fair elections. We've complained a lot about how the top guys haven't been charged yet, which they haven't, and it's still irritating, but I mean, this is a move in the right direction where they're finally starting to charge guys with, you know, actually trying to overthrow their legal voting system, which is what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which people like Roger Stone and yeah, Roger Stone, Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah, those people still got to go. But I'm saying, like, a lot of the rioters and stuff, they get slapped on the wrist, you know, whereas opposed to these guys, it's finally like they're taking it seriously. And my other Sweeto goes to. This is the only one I added this week, too. I wrote most of these down for last week.
Okay.
This one, there has been a weight lifted off the back of the city of Cincinnati that has been on our backs for 31 years.
Playoff win?
A playoff win. The Bengals finally won a fucking playoff game.
I know, dude. I was happy.
They haven't won a playoff game since I was in elementary school until now.
Yeah, I know.
Finally, goddamn.
And they got a good shot next up, man. I think they got a good shot, man. I think if Burrow and Chase can continue doing what they're doing, I mean, the sky's the limit for that team, man. I'm actually happy for your team, even though my team sucks ass and is one of the only teams in recent memory to go 6 years after winning a Super Bowl and not making the playoffs. It's just, you know, one of those things.
But you guys need a coach is what you really need.
Yeah, and we're going to – I think we're going to get this Dan Quinn, who did an awesome job in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. So
you need coaches that aren't going to bring in guys like Joey Flacco.
I want a coach like Callahan. The offensive coordinator for your team. That's who I want. Dark horse.
Offensive-minded coach is a good idea. That's, the Bengals benefited from that. They had a defensive-minded coach for a very long time.
Yep.
Gave mediocre results, so...
Yeah. I definitely want an offensively-minded coach for sure, but it's probably going to be Dan Quinn, and we'll be in mediocrity for the next 4 or 5 years, so, you know, whatever. I know, it fucking sucks. And these are the Broncos we're talking about, 3-time champions, you know, it's been to fucking, what, 7-8 Super Bowls. And
so has it gotten better or worse with Elway?
It was better because we won the Super Bowls. He brought Manning in, and then, you know, after Manning retired, then it's been shit. So now it's George Payton, Elway's on the way out, new owners coming in, so, you know, it is what it is. I just hope the new owner cares as much as the previous owner did. Pat Bowlen, it actually started going downhill when Pat Bowlen released, because he had Alzheimer's and he died of Alzheimer's. But anyways, let's move on here. Eric, your Sweeto, I think you already mentioned upgraded internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's move on to our free for all. Real quick topic this week, guys.
It's a free for all.
Okay, Eric had this topic in the news, and it definitely is news, but I wanted you guys' thoughts on Microsoft acquiring Activision Blizzard, including Diablo, Warcraft, Call of Duty, Candy Crush, Starcraft, you know, all the, you know, Overwatch. I mean, just a bounty of money-making machines. And I want to know you guys' feelings. Are Sony going to be able to get any of these games like Diablo and Call of Duty, or are those days gone? Are we now faced with the proposition of Sony countering with buying major studios like, I don't know, maybe a Ubisoft or something of that nature? Is this what it's going to be? Like, we're now Democrat and Republican in the video game world. We can't have our cake and eat it too, right? That's kind of my.
I thought there was this thing that was supposed to be illegal in America, but in my entire life it has never been illegal. Monopolies.
Yeah, yeah.
Microsoft just buys everything they can, you know.
Well, to be fair, I think the reason why this happened when it did is because they knew that the government was going to change the law so that they probably couldn't do things like this. So they might be able to get away with it if they did it early. So that's why they did it.
Well, we already have the laws in place, right? This is blatant monopoly.
There are a lot of laws that are in place that are just completely ignored.
Right, right. I guess the one takeaway from this, because I actually think it might not be a bad idea in this particular case, just because of pieces of shit like Bobby Kotick and how.
Yeah, but this is Microsoft, and he's not. It's not like Kotick's. Kotick's basically going to get rewarded for this because once he exits the company, he's going to get a bonus. That's
right. Oh, yeah, he's going to get that fucking golden parachute.
So they basically rewarded him for being a piece of shit.
Right.
Is he even going to exit the company, though? Because last I heard, they weren't.
Yeah, there's no way. He's going to see the deal through, but he's going to exit because he's got that huge-ass fucking golden parachute. I think it's somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 million. To exit the company, but I mean,
I think Microsoft and always wanted to buy Activision. Activision always wanted it to happen, but the fact is, their stocks got so low because of this blow up, and so it just made the process faster.
Yeah, I mean, as far as gaming goes, I think this is necessarily a bad thing because. It's going to limit what goes on the Sony platforms. There's no other way to look at it. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I think Activision has a contractual obligation to Sony and Nintendo, but and Microsoft wants their portfolio of games to be available on everything. They want to get Game Pass on everything.
Yeah,
and that includes stuff like putting Cuphead on Nintendo and Sony platforms.
Well,
so
I think
certain Activision properties will continue to be multi-platform.
I hope so. I mean, I can't see them doing Call of Duty exclusive on the Xbox. That would cut off half of their audience, right?
Especially when traditionally they've always had the weird pre-order bonus deals with Sony that did better.
Right, right. Dungeon says that Kotick's going to get $400 million. Wow. $400 million, man, to exit a company, man. Jesus Christ. He's never done anything to answer your question.
What's been going on in the company is just absolutely ridiculous. The guy should probably be in jail, not be getting a fucking huge paycheck.
Half a billion dollars, man. Jesus Christ. That's just like ridiculous, stupid money. He's a multi-billionaire already. You know, I mean,
over a rape
million.
Culture, and he's been definitely implicated in sexual harassment of several women. So, like, why?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if he was a member of the Lolita Express at some point, man. I have that feeling. He's that type of guy. You know what I mean, Blake? I mean, I'm not saying he is part of that, but it would not surprise me in the very least. I mean, at all. But it's a Pyrrhic victory. Yes, he's leaving the company.
He's sleazy
but
as fuck.
He is sleazy. I mean, I hope he takes that $400 million and just disappears completely from everything. Like, who cares? I mean, that guy's a piece of crap.
I know if you gave me $400 million, I'd spend like $100 million rubbing into other people's faces.
I would shovel $100 million right to in a furnace just to piss people off, you know. I mean, if you're a billionaire, you could literally do that and just make people sick as you do it, you know, just gross. I mean,
then go on
gross.
Twitter and like, oh, they're gross to me on Twitter.
you have a YouTube channel where all you do is throw in like 10,000 a day into a furnace. Like, you're like, here's my daily burning of money, bitches. You know, you just throw it in.
I have $100 bills converted into toilet paper.
Yeah, on a roll. Just, right. Look at this, everybody. I'm wiping my ass with a $100 bill. How you like that?
I'm going to have to use... This is going to take a few more sheets. This might be a big thing here. Sorry.
You, like everything is platinum in your house. You know, like diamonds and platinum. Like, it's like so ridiculously stupid. So dumb. All right. So, I mean, what's our general thoughts on this? Is this a good thing or a bad thing? I'll go around. Eric, what do you think?
It's a bad thing with silver lining, and that's all it really is.
Yeah, I agree. What do you say, Brake?
I don't like monopolies for reasons like this, because I've said so many times I hate console exclusivity. Like, yeah. I want people to be able to play games. I want them to have access to it. Because I've grown up not being able to have access to things I've wanted to play before, and it's just like, well, it's, you know, I have to go to play Altered Beast. I'm going to have to go buy a $300 Sega Genesis now, too, just to play one game. Like, that's... whatever.
Not very friendly for the little guy, for sure.
Yeah, it's not consumer-friendly.
You know, it's not consumer-friendly, for sure.
As far as, like, them... I think they will have some games come to the Sony. I think you're going to see more of a...
I hope Clay actually gets to make something.
What's that?
I hope Clay actually gets to make something, because, like, once they bought Clay hasn't really done anything since then.
Yeah. I gotcha. I think it's going to be more of, like, we're going to get a lot of, like, exclusives, time-limited type
Time-limited
stuff.
Exclusives. I thought about that, too.
It'll
like...
be, like, day one on Game Pass type stuff.
Right.
But I don't think... I think a lot of stuff will come to Sony and Nintendo.
I mean, Nintendo's going to be fine with it. Their first-party stuff alone is always going to make them fine unless they sell it somehow.
I mean, Activision's portfolio on Nintendo lately hasn't been big, but like, there's stuff like Crash and...
Yeah. I guess I kind of worry about Sony more than anybody. I know they got major franchises like God of War, and you know that they bought that studio, Santa Monica. But I just like how much more blows can Sony take? Like this is a big blow, and I never thought I'd be defending Sony against shit like this.
A lot of Sony's wounds were self-inflicted.
Yeah, that's true too. There's no doubt about that. I mean, I actually think Sony should make a play for Nintendo. I mean, honestly, like if Sony were to do that, I think honestly they would be in direct competition with Microsoft. With this big deal going through, I mean, if
Nintendo
Microsoft
will never let themselves sell to Sony, you're crazy.
I know, Eric. I'm just saying, you know, if I had to fantasy book this,
didn't Xbox try to buy Nintendo at one point?
They did.
It's like hell no.
They did, like, because they weren't offering enough. I mean, they're Nintendo's fucking. I mean, if there's one company that could buy it, it would be Microsoft for sure. But they'd have to pony up like way more money. Like, I mean,
yeah, but
money,
I mean,
talks.
As far as like a company goes, like Microsoft has the cash to buy Sony.
Right. They do. They literally do. I mean, and if that happens, then it's all over. I mean, then the prices go up, you know, tenfold and you know, stuff like that.
And once if you eliminate the competition, then you know what happens. Like, we just
that's what now, I'm saying.
a lot of people are asking, well, when are these games going to be on Game Pass? How soon is that going to happen?
Oh, it's going to happen sooner than later. I mean, yep. Xbox is already crushing it with Game Pass, man. I mean, Sony's reeling. And that's why they introduced that, what was it, Spartacus Game Pass type thing. Because they can't compete, and they need to. And they're going to, you know what? Sony's going to either thrive, or they're going to cannibalize themselves with that their own Game Pass.
Gee, like, if only Sony hadn't closed Tokyo Game Studio.
I know. It's just, I mean.
Or have weird-ass policies regarding, like, certain games content.
I could see Sony exiting games and selling to Microsoft. I really could. And they can concentrate on movies, which makes them a shit ton of money, and I don't know. Anyways, yeah, we gotta.
I don't think they're. I know they used to make a lot of profit off their television and stuff like that, but they've really. I don't think their electronics give them the profit they used to. I think they make most of their money off of movies now.
Yeah. Look at this. Dungeon says Sony's stock value reportedly dropped $20 billion on the Microsoft Activision news. That's to be expected, Dungeon. They'll regain most of that back, if not more, depending on how they respond. But they better buy somebody really quick. I mean, a big one like Ubisoft or, you know, one of the other big ones out there. Because if they don't, they're looking at losing stock value year after year. And that's absolutely not what they want.
Who would they buy? Who should they buy?
If anything, I think
Ubisoft
should buy Sony's gaming division.
Yeah, I know. Who would Sony buy to keep in competition? I mean, at this point, it's Ubisoft. What are the other ones out there? Atlas would be a smart one to think about buying. Square Enix. Square Enix would be a huge one.
Square Enix would definitely be big.
Yeah.
They have all those Final Fantasy exclusives right now.
I know, but yeah. that's what I'm saying.
Seven,
I mean,
7 Remake.
7 Remake.
16.
Yeah, 16.
Whatever.
Yeah. Honestly,
yeah, I think you're right. I think you're on to something right here. I think that would be the biggest, like, that would be a coup for them.
I mean, if they did that, they could hang. You know, they could definitely hang with Microsoft for a while longer. But I think it spells the beginning of the end for Sony. I mean, it may not happen, you know, 5 years from now or 10 years, but I don't see. I mean, without them buying up some major studios like Ubisoft and Square Enix and some of the other major ones out there, I just don't see them staying in the game. I mean, it's just not going to happen, man. I mean, unless Microsoft starts playing nice and doing the same things like what, you know, I mean.
Or they stop looking at each other's competition and start more trying to do their own things to get their customers as opposed to worrying about what the other guy's doing.
Right.
Go your own way. Like
Nintendo. Nintendo's never worried about anybody else. Exactly. You know, they're just not.
Except for Sega back in those early days.
Well, yeah, but now they don't worry about what Xbox does or what Sony does. I mean, look at them. I mean, they're always like a generation behind and still seem to manage to navigate. You know, I mean.
What about like buying Sega? You think that
Sega would be a good one? I mean, in all honesty, I think the big one would be Square Enix. Sega would be up there. Ubisoft would be another big one. I mean, I would consider buying Ubisoft just because. I mean, their games aren't the greatest in the world, but they're big titles, right? Like Far Cry and Assassin's Creed. You know, stuff
maybe
like
Sony
that.
Could do something about all the sexual harassment going on in Ubisoft.
Yeah, right.
What if they went more into the 3D,
virtual reality? Well, they already are. Yeah, that's another.
And they do, but they don't, like, it doesn't seem like they're trying to compete with, like, Oculus Rift or anything like that, where maybe that's who they should be competing with.
And maybe they should buy Oculus Rift.
Well, Facebook owns them now, don't they?
Well, right, yeah. But don't you think Facebook would be interested? I mean, when we're talking money, because that's, I mean, Facebook's all about Sony. Facebook could buy Sony, but
I don't want to say that. I regret those words. I'm sorry. I regret it.
Anyways, we gotta run, guys. We gotta get out of here. Let's do our plugs.
I'm bad. My sorry. My bad. I'm sorry.
No, 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 no. All right, let's do our plugs. Breakman, plug away, please.
You can follow me at Break. At RP Grinder. I don't even know why I still bring that up. RP Grinder.
You should bring that account back, sir.
You know, I need to go check and see if I can get it back at some point.
You should.
Not that I care that much.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Twitter's just, it's just not as fun anymore because of limits they put on it. Like,
I know.
I, you know, I get in trouble all the time, but, like, I don't know. Marjorie Taylor Greene still keeps her account.
I know, man. It's,
I mean,
it's
they
amazing.
Took her personal account, but she can still spread her bullshit lies through her, whatever.
Well, it won't be long and they'll ban that one too. Trust me. All right, Eric, what you got?
I got BostonBrassBrigade.com. Written reviews show up there, and then there's the audio feed for my own audio reviews.
Yeah, you guys should really – those are underrated, Eric. You guys should really check out Eric's audio reviews on the feed. They're on the feed. So if you listen to RP Grinders on the archives, you'll get as a bonus Eric's review. So you should check that
and
out.
And then if you want to see more, you can support me on Patreon. As little as a dollar would help out.
Yep.
And the link to the Patreon is in my Twitter profile, which is at EricRPG.
Yep. All right. Anything else, Eric?
Continue to stay safe, especially with the roads, not just COVID.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You could follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. I very rarely am on there lately because I've been so busy with other stuff, but I've been trying to peek back in to the Twitterverse, even though it's a cesspool. Pretty much, but what else? You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders. You can follow my other channel, Mexican Longhair, where I do lots of interesting stuff, not related to gaming for the most part. But what else? I think that's about it. You guys have anything else?
Food.
Yeah, go check out Rocky Horror Picture Show. You know, check out that movie, Rocky Horror Picture Show. It's great. All right, yeah.
Oh, let me see. Freak will be plugging Bernie's OnlyFans. This week she has been filling her box with the ballots of the disenfranchised voters.
Oh, dear Lord.
And by box, he means vagina.
Thanks for that clarification, Breakman. I can't wait till I can exile you, you son of a bitch. All right. Anyways, that's about it for this week. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Son of a bitch. Buttholes. Son of a bitch.